Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to our Bravo episode of Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling Kate. This is the time of the week that we dive headfirst into our Bravo shows. I am splitting up these two shows. This one is going to be all Vanderpump Rules, and then later on today we will have a separate Bravo episode that is diving into the Valley. Kate and I's podcast, Tender Loving Care, which is available on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Tuesday. In Tuesday's episode, we deep dive 90 Day Fiancé, and on Wednesdays, we break down a show from the TLC and Discovery Plus network, past or present, and deep dive the insanity of that content and figure out if anybody is actually learning anything from the Learning Channel. Without further ado, let's get into the world of our gorgeous Bravo folks. Hello and welcome, everybody. I hope wherever, however you are listening to this, you are having a fabulous, wonderful day, afternoon or evening. So here we are. We are going to get into our Vanderpump Rules. Always, you know, I like to do a housekeeping at the top of the show. Firstly, I would like to say thank you so much to the DMs that I've received on Instagram, Tender Loving Care Podcast, if you're not already following us, that have been calling for the outrage. The outrage. You've been outraged that somebody called me a hoe. If you're not familiar, go back to the last episode. I was in a road rage incident where somebody called me a hoe. I was deeply confused why they were mentioning my sexual past, and you know, all you beautiful listeners have jumped to my defense, and I've also had some amazing listeners just send me DMs addressed hi ho, and you know what, I love it. So thank you as always. You never disappoint me, listeners. You really don't. The interaction on Instagram, I know I say it, you know, every week, but it really does mean a lot to me, and I love being able to speak to you guys, and you reaching out is just awesome because I love having interaction, know like what you're liking about the show, what you're not liking, what you'd like us to cover, all of that good stuff. It just means a lot. So thank you. You're all so wonderful and brilliant. Once again, our Instagram is Tender Loving Care Podcast. Every single DM you send, I read and I respond. So please keep reaching out. That's Instagram, and our email address is tenderlovingcarepod. If you ever want to send us an email there. All right, I wanted to let you know that we have a couple of things coming up. This, we're going to discuss Vanderpump Rules. Then we have our show. We're actually going to get like triple release today. So we're doing Vanderpump Rules right now. Then I need to hop off and actually watch The Valley because I haven't watched it yet. Then I'm going to do separate The Valley show. And I'm also going to be releasing the Wheel of Shame episode today, which was Houdini's last, Last Illusions, Last Secrets. That's what it was. That was quite an interesting show. So I've got a review of that that I'm going to be putting up as well. I think that's all the housekeeping for now. Kate's still mid-mode moving and all of that. So right now it's just me. And I have also got a really fun guest lined up for the week after next. So I think you will definitely recognize him. You'll know who he is. He's fabulous. He's wonderful. I'm sure you already follow him on Instagram. He's going to be coming on to discuss The Valley with me. So I'm excited for that. So stay tuned. We've got another cool, fabulous, wonderful guest coming up. And, you know, I loved so much having Priscilla Kavanagh. It's PCAV on Instagram. If you have not listened to the episode, go back and listen to it. We cover the Ashley Simpson show. Guys, it was so much fun to speak to her. A, because she's genuinely hilarious. B, because I think I definitely have a crush on her now. And C, it was the Ashley Simpson show. So we were discussing everything early 2000s. So we have agreed, I've completely twisted her arm to come back on the show. And we are going to be discussing Gallery Girls. If you ever watched Gallery Girls on Bravo, oh, guys, it was a one season and then axed. But it was cancelled. But it was amazing. It was about these over-entitled, privileged 20-something-year-olds living in New York, and they're, like, so pained because they're, like, artists, and all they do is, like, dye their hair black and have red lipstick and smoke cigarettes and try to get into the art world. And it's amazing. So I've convinced Priscilla that we are going to cover. She really wants me to do the Victoria Beckham docu as well, so we're going to do that as well. Like, Victoria Beckham had her own reality TV show. I am also calling for a review on NYC Prep. Does anyone remember NYC Prep on Bravo as well? Guys, there's a lot I want to do here, so just step by step. But let's get into Vanderpump Rules, because that's why we are here. Woo! This episode, we're on episode 11 of season 11. May the best woman win. We're back at beach day. And I thought the beach day was horrendous last week, when we're seeing all these people discussing in front of Katie, hey, why don't you and Tom just hash out? And Tom sat there and she sat there. You know, listen, if you're following all the Bravo stuff, all of you guys are aware of what's going on Instagram and all the backlash, you know, Lala's getting because she's just on a mission to go after really Ariana and Katie. And unapologetically so. Ariana's minding her own business. Katie is. So the internet is kind of at the point of, like, I would say 80-20. 80 towards Ariana and Katie and 20 towards Lala. You know, it's hard. I've had some DMs from you guys about Lala. I was one that was quite vocal about the fact that I understand Lala's pain and probably jealousy, seeing Ariana and all of the reaction she got, because Lala went through a horrendous situation and humiliation with that pig of an ex that she had. And no, it wasn't really spoken about on the show. I don't know whether it was a timing thing. I can't remember, because I was, like, checked out of last season's VPR. I really didn't like it, so I never watched it. But it wasn't discussed enough. She certainly didn't get any of the stuff that Ariana has got. However, people are saying she didn't get that because everyone told her who Randall was. Randall was a cheater. He was a terrible person. And she was with him when he was married. So they don't have a lot of sympathy for Lala. Lala had a child with this man. And you see in this episode particularly, I can't imagine having a child and not being able to see it when you want to see it. It must be torture. It must be utter torture. And that's what Lala's going through. And she sees Ariana have this horrendous breakup and then just keep winning. And I think Lala felt like, I had so much more done to me, if they want to compare stuff, because I had a child and I never got this kind of exaltation of, you know, being put on a pedestal as this queen that Ariana is. So there's a lot going on with that. There are elements of it that I understand with Lala. I really do. But also she just needs to stop. This episode was infuriating to watch her, because It's 3 months. Guys, please remember when this is being filmed, it was 3 months after Ariana went through, as she says in this, it's a trauma. She has not processed it. She had the paparazzi in her face. She went on to start filming this show immediately. She was filming campaigns. She was doing all of this stuff. She has, as I said, I think only after she finishes Chicago, which I think is the next couple of days, when she gets time to breathe, that's when all this shit's going to sink in. And it's going to sink in hard. Because it doesn't matter if you have a new boyfriend. It doesn't matter if you've got all the money in the bank. She has to sit at night and feel what he did to her and what Rachel did to her. That betrayal cuts deep. And so in this, I just think, I don't know why people aren't giving her more grace. It's hard. And Brock. Hello. Brock. Okay. People really are going after Brock, and I'm okay with it. Because this dude needs to calm down and sit down. So he's at the beach, and he's just going, I just wrote, why are you speaking? He's just going, you know, Ariana, you kind of do need to talk to him at some point. Brock, you, let's not go into his history, okay? We all have history, and he's been open about some really shitty things he's done to women and to his own children. So let's put that aside. I'm not going to get into that, but he is so, go and get a job, dude. Go and get a job. He's in here commenting on everyone's, on Ariana and how Ariana is supposed to act. Brock, shut up and go away. Then we see, you know, they're at Venice Beach, and then Schwartz is like, all right, let me kind of just, you know, make everything a bit better, because he's such a savior, remember? Yeah. And he takes Tom to a bar, and then, you know, Tom is in his confessionals, Sandoval's in his confessionals, and he's saying about how, it blows my mind, how inefficient Ariana is at getting anything done, such as pens and batteries. And the producer's like, why are you saying that when the internet tore you apart for that before? And he's like, yeah, well, it's true. Ariana had a life before you, dude. I remember when she came on to Vanderpump Rules. I don't know what her living situation was, but she was at university finishing her degree. She was working at Sir, and, you know, she had a whole life before you, Tom. It's pathetic. And I think what gets me is this man hates her. This man hates her. And he is the one that did everything wrong. I'm not saying Ariana was this amazing girlfriend that was absolutely perfect in the sense of nurturing everything her partner needs. I'm not saying all of that. I think their relationship was a disaster towards the end. But what he did, the magnitude of what he did, overshadows any fault that Ariana had. Yet he is sat in such hatred towards her without a second of acknowledgement of, I did something truly horrendous. Nothing. He's just angry and wants to get at her. It's sickness. It is sickness, I'm telling you. Then we get this whole Tori of it all. So Tori is a really good friend, apparently, of Sheena's, and was Sheena's, like, former nanny looking after lovely Summer Moon for a while. And so this is all very set up. We get a lot of this, that Tori went on a date with Schwartz, and Schwartz likes her, and then Katie also likes her as well. Honestly, this is just very set up for me. It's very produced. I would say very obviously produced. Tori turns up at the bar, and then Schwartz goes and gets her, like, excuse me, a bottle of champagne. And then we see this constant, if I have to watch one more episode of Schwartz and Sandoval flirting with random girls in bars, it's bad. It's bad. I mean, guys, listen, I don't understand how you don't have a little bit more game. Like, I don't know. They're terrible. They are terrible at speaking to women. But it's just cringy watching Sandoval go up. Oh, God. And then at the singles event later, I just can't with him. So they're talking to these girls at the bar. Tori comes. Everyone kind of leaves the beach. And I loved when Katie calls Schwartz from the beach. And she's like, you left all your shit here. And Schwartz is like, oh, he almost went into when they were married. Of like, oh, Baba. Oh, Baba. Can you just get it, Baba? Oh, please, Baba. But he was like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, I had to, you know, it was like emergency, man. And Katie's like, I'm not fucking taking it. I loved it. But it does remind me of, like, any time you go to the beach. I love the beach. I will be in the any body of water I will jump into in a minute. Like, I love the beach. But getting to the beach, being at the beach, bringing the chairs, the tent, the umbrellas, the beach, all of that stuff is so annoying. There has to be a company that is like a concierge that lines up. Actually, this is a great idea, that lines up at the parking lot at every beach and just says, pay me $20, go down and find your spot, and I'll bring all of your stuff from your car. That is an amazing idea, because it is the most annoying thing. You've got a cooler, you've got your drinks, you've got your snacks. Gotta have your snacks. You know, all of that stuff that you have to bring all down to the beach, it's so annoying. And you see them like schlepping with all of this stuff at the beach. They all meet back in this bar. And then another thing that was so incredibly product placement, I don't know if you saw this, was they went to the bar called Waterfront, which is in Venice. And they go up and they're like, oh, have you got anything non-alcoholic, Sandoval? And they're like, we do have Hayo. It's a non-alcoholic margarita. And they're like, oh, that sounds good. So, and then you see it being carried onto the table and the label's perfectly shown to the camera. It's like, come on, give us a little bit more credit. We know what you're doing. So anyway, sorry, I'm just drinking my iced coffee here. Need it. And, you know, Schwartz is saying that he likes Tori and that she thinks I'm fly. I don't know when I've heard somebody say that in the past 25 years. But anyway, then we see them all kind of this, they're all at this bar now. And weird scene of Logan. Everyone remembers Logan, that whole time we had that. I think it's when James was with Raquel, with Rachel. And Ryan, who's their friend, everyone was like, Ryan and James are having an affair. Do you remember all that storyline? Anyway, he's back and he's playing cornhole with Jamesy Boy. And then Ariana, Sheena and Lala are getting into a very serious convo. We see Brock and Ali playing ping pong. Very odd coupling. A very odd coupling seeing those two have a conversation. Brock's like, were you an only child? Ali's like, yep, and I loved it. I mean, Ali is the most sensible girl on this entire show. And isn't she something like 24 years old? It's crazy. All right, so the conversation between Ariana, Sheena and Lala, you know, we are just getting into kind of what I said at the top of the show, that Ariana was thrown away. And I think that what she says in this is very true, is that, you know, he did something so catastrophic, right? And it ended the relationship. It ended my whole, what I thought my whole world was. And it's the lack of remorse. And it's genuine. He doesn't have remorse for what he did. He doesn't. And we can go into the whole psychoanalysis of Sandoval, but I don't think anyone really wants to do that. We've been doing it for over a year. But it is just I do believe there are people that you can convince yourself of anything. I really think that you can convince yourself of anything, and I think you can do something terrible to somebody and justify it. And I think that's essentially what Sandoval's done. Yeah, in his mind, yeah, I shouldn't have cheated, but I was unhappy, but Rachel was really kind to me, but Ariana, you know, wasn't cleaning the litter tray. So, you know, he's made it all up in his mind that there were reasonings for his behavior. So due to that, then you don't have to take accountability. And that's what Sandoval's done. And then Ariana is a victim that has to sit there and go, but you loved me, I thought. And when you love someone, you don't do things like that. But he did. And to get your mind around that is a very, very traumatic thing. And I think that she's conveying that well to Sheena and Lala. You know, Lala has a little bit of a tear. They're saying, you know, we're here, you're going to get through this, we understand, right? Okay, they turn around very quickly on that one. We see Tori and Katie flirt, which was kind of nice, and then we see them kiss. And I mean, I completely believe that they're probably attracted to each other, but I don't really buy that they want a relationship or even really sex with each other. I think they're just, I don't know. Not that I don't think they're bisexual, I just don't really... I don't really buy it. I think it's a great storyline that this girl is with Kate, likes Katie and likes Schwartz. It's a great storyline. Anyway, then we go to this bizarro kookadoo scene at Tale of the Pup. Now, Tale of the Pup is this super cool stand. I've never been there because I'm veggie, but they may have veggie dogs. It's right on Santa Monica Boulevard. So on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood, it's right where Sir is, where Tom Tom is, where Pump used to be, RIP. That is swiftly getting redone, that building. By the way, I'm so sorry if you can hear planes in the back. I am currently recording in my like dining room area and it leads into my living room and I have the windows open. So sorry if you can hear a couple of planes go by. It's very much like James and Ali's house. You just see the editors always just show the plane going over. That's my house right now. Actually, I think there's a helicopter. Is that, yes, it's a helicopter. You know what? This is gonna be really noisy because it is apparently circling right next to my neighborhood. Little bit worrying. Pause there, I'm gonna go and close the windows. Welcome to LA. That's what it is. Sometimes there are just helicopters circling your neighborhood. So apparently that's what's going on right now. Oh well. If you hear a scream or something, it's whoever's on the run that they're trying to catch got into my house. So just FYI. Anyway, where were we, guys? Tale of the Pup. So yeah, Tale of the Pup is a really cool, it's kind of a small standalone stand, I guess, shop, as you saw it in there. And it's this whole big, massive hot dog. And it's really cool. I've never been in there, like I say. And I didn't know they served alcohol either. It's kind of cool. You can go and get a hot dog. And I wonder if they do veg. I need to check if they do veg dogs. Anyway, the whole point of this is Joe is there meeting up with Lala. Okay. So they meet up and they sit and it's kind of just about, you know, thank you so much for meeting me, Lala. You know, Schwartz said I should. And of course, it was said, of course, we needed production to get Joe into this more. And they sit and they talk. And Lala's like, all right, I've got to ask you how, you know, did you know about the affair with Sandoval and Rachel? So Joe, no, absolutely not. She's like, I hung out with them. Yeah, because apparently it was Sandoval, Raquel, Lala and Schwartz together. Anyway, I don't know if any of that's true. No one really cares that much anymore. But she says, I didn't because I was too obsessed, basically, looking at Schwartz. So her whole thing was, I'm not, there was no way that I could have noticed that the two other people that I was on a trip with were, you know, romantically involved and cheating on their spouse, their partner, because I was just too enamored by Tom Schwartz.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, just going to leave that one there. We're just going to put that to the side. And then it, you know, I wrote this in my notes and I'm going to stand by this. Joe would have been an outstanding cast member of Vanderpump Rules in the early seasons. When it was Jax, when it was the whole, the like the highest level, right, of VPR, Joe would have been amazing, guys, because she's kookadoo nuts. She's quite emotionally unstable. You know, these are all the things that we need for our reality stars. And in VPR, can you imagine if she had been working, or just friends, actually, we could, because she's a hairdresser, but we could have had her as a friend around all of these people. She would have been television gold. She, like, is part Laura Lee, part kind of Sheena with the guys. Like, I think she would have been amazing. I really do. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not hating seeing her on this. I think it's emotionally very damaging for her to be on this show. But you know what? She's making good TV. And in the end, isn't that what matters, guys? Isn't that what matters? No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so she's telling Lala about her and Schwartz. And then she's like, yeah, you know, tea money. And Lala's like, what? And she's like, oh, it's just so weird. We're just so weird. Like, he calls me Joseph and I call him tea money. I know, we're so weird. It's really cringy. It's really cringy. I mean, it's like they're stuck in the very, very early 2000s. And Joe is desperately in love with Schwartz. And this guy doesn't give a fuck. He is just... It's really hard. It really is to watch. So they had this conversation and it's basically just showing, you know, Joe's like, I want to be near Schwartz. And she, Lala, is, quote, the ticket to it. Odd. All right, then we all go to Topgolf. Now, have you guys been to Topgolf? It's so popular and I still have not been. I needed to look up where this Topgolf was that they went in this episode. Because, yeah, I want to go to Topgolf. It's fun. I get very competitive, though. And fun fact, miniature golf. I like miniature golf, and I've done that a lot. But in England, it's called crazy golf. Woo! If Kate was here, she would appreciate the little English translations. So they go, it's Jamesy Boy, Ariana, Katie, and Ali. And they're all at Topgolf. And James, they're getting their drinks orders in. Oh, they said a Bloody Mary. Did you see how good those Bloody Marys were? They looked so good. They were huge. And listen, I never liked a Bloody Mary I thought I'd never drink one. And I'm obsessed with them. I really am. They're so good. Anyway, they're ordering. And James asks for a coconut Red Bull. Now, I went through, if you're a long time listener of the pod, I went through a phase where I went back to Red Bulls. I was working so much. I was trying to get the pod done. I had a lot of stuff to do. So I thought, I know, I'll turn to energy drinks. And I went back and had Red Bull and I went through my Red Bull phase. It was not good, guys. It was not good. But I didn't know they do coconut Red Bull. Apparently there's a whole new Red Bull world. Interesting. I did say that this whole episode is just like, it was a succession of free ads for places in LA. Earlier when they were at the beach and they were at the waterfront, it was just like constant shots of the waterfront. Go to the waterfront bar in Venice. And this was like Topgolf. Anyway, I guess that's what it is. But I would like to see more of them hanging out at their houses, I think. We see Jamesy asking Katie about Tori. And she's like, well, I like her. And they're like, this is so weird, but whatever, we're on your team. The relationship between Jamesy and Katie is interesting because he was foul to Katie. He was really nasty to her for a long time and they're like mates, you know. I don't think they're really close, but I think they're mates and I like that. Then they talk about this paintball. They're all going to go to paintballing and Ariana discovers that there's a group text without her in it and she says, oh, Sandoval has all the gear for paintballing and he thinks he's like a professional. God. And then I really liked this, that Ariana was like, they were like, when you move out your place, Ariana, it's going to be so amazing. And she's like, yeah, I kind of want like this treehouse vibe. And Ali was like, speak it into existence, manifest it. And James said, she already is. She's saying it. And you know what, guys? She got it. She's got this gorgeous new house in the hills in Hollywood. It's beautiful. It's overlooking the Hollywood Hills. It's nice. See, we can manifest all of our dreams, guys. All of our dreams. Having said that, whew, I will be hosting a panel at BravoCon 2025. That is my manifestation. Woo, send it out there. Then we have a scene of Lala and Sheena going to the cryo bank. She's speaking with one of the workers there, the managers there, about, you know, she wants artificial insemination. She wants to buy some sperm from a donor and carry a baby, which we now know, obviously, she's pregnant, which is wonderful. And it is very, like I said, her and Lala discussed the whole custody thing, and it is very, very, very understandable why she wants to go this route, because she says, you know, she was brought up in a very stable home. She had her mum and dad and her brother, and she said, I wanted that for my child, and I feel like I failed her. And that's very, very hard. And she says, and you know, not being able to see your child whenever you want, that would just break people. I understand custody battles are brutal because of things like that. So that was very important for us to hear from Lala. But then we get them going into this callous discussion about Ariana again. I don't know why she doesn't just move out. I mean, yeah, she doesn't get it. Even though cut to a few scenes when they were at the waterfront and Ariana states, this house was my home. I want to keep hold of it. I want to... And they're just like, yeah, she should just move out. She's stupid, so stupid. I'm not discussing it anymore, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, guys, really, you've got to work through your shit. Seriously, just leave Ariana alone. Just don't have anything to do with her at this point, you know? Then we find out where Joe works. Does anybody else think that was a really dangerous move on Joe's behalf, filming where she works? It's a place called Hair Boss in LA. And actually, let me look that up now. See, I'm doing what I'm saying loads of people are going to do and she shouldn't have done. Hair Boss and Color Bar. It's in WeHo. Where is it? Oh, I see where it is. Okay. It's on La Brea. I know exactly where it is. Okay. So she, we see where Joe works because Tom Schwartz is going in to get his hair done. And I just think that's such a big mistake. That is such a big mistake of Joe showing where she works, because Joe has really got... She got a hard deal this season. I think this episode people softened to her, but you know, there are idiots out there that go to these places, these people's places of work, mentioning no names. But I don't harass people, but people would harass Joe. So anyway, she goes in, and can we talk about her doing her hair? Now listen, I am no expert on hair. I will tell you what my hair is. I love my hair long. It's poker straight. I like it long, layered. And it's basically orange at this point. It's like Katie Maloney orange stage. I love blonde. I love it blonde. But if I go and get my hair done, it literally costs me like $500 because my hair is so long and I want it all blonde and everything like that. So it is blonde, but I touch up the roots. And sometimes do they go a little bit orange? Yes, they go a little bit orange. But you know what, guys? It's just what it is, okay? And I'm happy with it. I think orange suits me. I think I'm a natural ginger, so it's fine. So I'm not an expert, but I have had my hair done many a time in very professional settings. Some not so professional, but some professional settings. The way she handled Tom's hair was aggressive, to say the least. So she goes in, he's like, do whatever you want. She's like, all right, we're bleaching it. So this is the infamous where she's bleaching it. She's asking him, oh, so how was, you went on a date? And he's like, yeah. And it's really hard to watch because Joe's trying to be the cool friend, even though she's in love with them. And she's like, so how was it, bro? How was it, bro? It's just like, oh, it's hard. Joe's hard to watch. She is. But, definitely have empathy for her. But she's doing Schwartz's hair with bleach, right? And putting it all in, and I don't know the technique, but I guess it looks like when people have done my hair, whatever. Then she's got like gloves off in the bleach and her hands are like aggressively pulling his hair in the bleach. And I know that the hair is incredibly brittle when you put bleach on it. And she's like aggressively, before she rinses it out, no gloves, pulling at the hair. If any of you guys are hairstylists, can you just confirm or deny whether that was professional, because it looked odd to me, to say the least. A lot of people have said, oh, this was her revenge on him going on a date, like just messing up his hair, and then he comes out and then it's orange and then they tone it down. But it's, she's so aggressive, it's like, whoa, okay. And now he is a blonde. So then we see the girls going to Foxfire. Now, Foxfire is really interesting. The bar that they went to, which was Ariana, Katie, Lala, and Sheena. The bar they're going to is walking distance from Ariana's house. So it is this incredible hole in the wall. I can't explain how incredibly, like, dive bar it is, and I love a dive bar. But it's literally, like, in a very odd corner opposite, like, a Vons. And it's just, it was interesting anyway. It was just local. It was a local pub, which I love. They go in there and it doesn't go well. They're talking about, we also have the Sky Bar, the singles event. There's Kyle Craig, who is Sandoval's new assistant, and Tom and Schwartz. So they're there and then Joe comes along. That was really awkward. And then we just see them talking to girls again, which I don't need to see for the rest of my life. It's so embarrassing. And you see Sandoval like talking to a girl and she's like, oh, I like your jewelry. And he's like, yeah. You know, I wish I could do a good Sandoval. Yeah, he's kind of like, he's like, yeah. You know, he's like kind of nailily. God, Jax. You know, he's like, I'm trying to get him like in the old days when he was like, Jax, man. I don't know. I can't really do Sandoval, but he's like, yeah. You know, he's got that, yeah. And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't mind, you know, I just wear like, I wear any jewelry. Like, I'm not gender conforming. I was like, shut. He needs to go away. Like, Sandoval needs to go away. And then we see Schwartz with this girl who aggressively like kisses him. She like chokeholds him. Did you see that? The woman like puts her hand, she's like, kiss me to Schwartz. And he was like, no. And then she's like, come on, kiss me. And then Joe sees it and storms off and she's really, really upset. But that's the singles night. But back to the bar, Foxfire. The girls are talking and Lala tells them about meeting up with Joe and Katie's just fired up by it. And she makes a good point. She says, Lala, you know me. You don't know her. So your loyalty lies with me, which is cut, like, it's just simple. That's what it is. And, you know, and they get into this fight and there is a lot of shit underneath it. Katie is right. And underneath it, Lala's like, well, yeah, well, I wish you the best. It was awkward, man. The way they ended that scene, I wish we would have seen how they followed it up. Ariana was silent. She let Katie, because Katie can handle her own battles. But Katie was going in at Ariana, at Lala. And Lala was just very nasty back. And then it was just like silent. I was like, I want to know how that ended. Because they were in a big fight. If I'm sat with my friend and they end up saying, yeah, 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 sure, sure, wish you the best, whatever. I don't know. No, I don't think that's good. I want to know how that ended. Because to me, they had a fight. They're not. Yeah, anyway. So yeah, they finish up the whole singles night and Joe's very upset and she leaves. And then I just have another note here again saying, man, Joe would have been a great early VPR cast member. So true. So true. And then, paintballing. Yeah. So Lala and Sheena turn up to the paintballing with the boys, but they don't do it. They just like sit and watch. And they all, I don't know, they'll go paintballing. I don't really have anything else, except I would never go paintballing. I bruise if somebody's grabbed my arm and I've had their, you know, fingers, the bruising on my arms. I bruise like a peach so, so easily. If I went paintballing, first of all, I'm far too aggressive. I would be coming up and like doing death shots at people. But I would also bruise, so I would be a mess. I'd be a mess. So I'm never going paintballing, guys. Then we get this scene with Joe and Schwartz in the kitchen, and that ends the episode. And it was hard. We see Joe. So Joe's still living there. Yeah, I don't. She can't still be living there, can she? I will tell you, I've said this a million times, but all of them live near me, right? So where Katie's apartment is, where Sandoval's house is and Ariana's house, I guess it's Sandoval's now, and where Schwartz lives is literally, I could walk there in like maybe 15 minutes. I can drive there very quickly. Now, I've always seen the exterior of Schwartz's, and I've been like, I know where that is, I know where that is. And then yesterday I drove past it. So don't worry, I drove past his apartment very slowly with my head peeking out the window, trying to see if I could see any sign of Schwartz or Joe, but I didn't. But I'll keep my eyes peeled, I promise. I love that. I said earlier, God, people shouldn't show their places of work because Looney Tunes will go and see them. And now I'm like, yeah, I'm staring at Schwartz's house. They're in the kitchen and it's Joe Schwartz coming in and being this bumbling, mumbling. What he does is he watched, I think, a lot. Listen, let me analyze Schwartz for a little bit. Schwartz is tall and good looking. I mean, he modeled. He is a good looking guy. And I think when he was younger, obviously girls were very, very drawn to him. And I think that he has mastered that Hugh Grant, well, off like buffling, like bumbling, like, oh, I don't know. You know, he really is like that. Like, I don't, you know, he grew up in the era of rom-coms of Hugh Grant. Of just like, I don't know, you know, just possibly like, oh, yeah, you know, like that. And he has learned very, very well how to manipulate, and he plays the part very, very well of the bumbling fool when he needs to. And you see it in this. Joe's in the kitchen and Schwartz's like, well, what happened the other night? You know, like he can't just say, Joe, what's going on? I think you have feelings for me. I do not. And I really want to make that clear. Adult conversation. But instead he's like, Joseph, like what's going on? And you see this woman standing there saying, I like you. We've continued to hook up. I thought that you liked me. And now you're saying that you don't. So I don't know what to do with any of that. Are you keeping me a secret? And that was heartbreaking. I found that very, very hard. Are you keeping me a secret? Because I'm going to say something really hard here, but I feel like that wasn't the first time she's asked a guy to that. I'm sorry. I don't mean that in a harmful way towards Joe, but I think Joe has been that girl that's been in a situation that cannot... I think she gets caught up in situations like this a lot. Let's say that. That's what I think. I think she wears a heart on her sleeve. I don't like that phrase, but I feel like she wears a heart on her sleeve. I think she gets very emotionally involved with these men that are not good for her and goes along with that. But they aren't into it. And Schwartz isn't. So he stood there and he goes, you know, Joseph, you know, I don't want a relationship at all. He's like, and he's saying in her face, I'm sleeping with people. I'm hooking up with people. I'm going on dates with people. And Joseph's like, uh-huh. It's really hard. And then they sit down. She starts crying. He's like, oh, Joseph, come on, Joseph. Just as he used to do with Katie when Katie was desperately trying to have an adult conversation with them and say, this is what's going on. These are my feelings. And he's just like, oh, come on, Baba. Come on, Baba. It was just watching it replay. He has no emotional intelligence, or he just doesn't. He's not willing to give that to a lot of people. I don't think he respects Joe at all. And he just wants rid of her now. That's essentially what it was. And to watch that was really, really harmful. You see Joe in her confessional just say, I just want him to be happy. Oh, yeah, it was really hard to watch this woman. And she says, you know, she sat there and she's saying, I just think, you know, we'd be the coolest, like oldest married couple together. I mean, it is very juvenile, you know, it is like her calling him tea money and juice and like all of this, but it's really juvenile. I just think both of them aren't very emotionally evolved. And I will remind, I'll end the episode on this note that remember I had insider information maybe about, I would say maybe a year ago. And it's because I met somebody that worked on Vanderpump Rules. And unfortunately they told me stuff that I could not say on the pod, but they did allow me to talk about Schwartz, what they knew. And they said that they worked in the editing department and they'd worked on a couple of seasons of Vanderpump Rules. And they said very directly that Schwartz is one of the most protected cast members in the sense that you don't know who he really is. They said he is such an intellectual. She said, you know, we would be filming and just constantly reading, constantly just not what you think is this bumbling guy walking around drinking, you know, Bud Light. He wasn't like that. He was sat and he was constantly book in his hand, extremely articulate, well-read, knows very well how to handle himself and how to speak to people. And the whole bumbling act is just so people fall for him and they lower their expectations and they lower their guard because they think they're dealing with somebody, this big old softy. And she was like, he's not like that at all. She also said he was one of the most manipulative cast members. Now, this is all just from a source that I'm telling you, but she worked on Vanderpump Rules for multiple seasons. So that I will leave you with that, guys. I will love you and leave you. I'm going to go and jump off now and watch The Valley. So I'm hoping it's a good episode because you know what? I'm loving The Valley. I'm just going to say it. I am loving The Valley. Kristen and Jax are doing everything and thank you for your service. All right. So yes, I'm going to be back with The Valley episode. Then I'm going to be back with Houdini's Last Secrets episode. Got my Patreon that's coming out tomorrow as well. We've got a lot going on, guys. But I want to say thank you as always to everyone listening. Everyone from Singapore to Hong Kong to Australia, New Zealand, Scotland, England, Ireland, Belgium, Sweden. I see all of you and where you're listening. I love you. Thank you so much. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Tender Loving Care Podcast. Leave us a review, guys. It means so much and helps us with the whole algorithm. 5 stars, a little review means everything. We also have links on our Instagram for Buy Us a Coffee if you want to support. I feel like I'm really begging for money when I say that. So anyway, I feel a bit awkward, but we have merchandise as well. That's actually, you know, you can purchase some merchandise. We have hoodies, sweaters, t-shirts. I'm adding a ton of stuff on there every day. Love you all so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.